the beginning Parshas Noach. Eila told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik hayim tomim haya b'darosov, hasalukim hasalach Noach. And there seems to be a lot of repetition here. And Chazal particularly are bothered by the double Noach. So as Eila told us Noach means this is the offspring of Noach. So then just give me the name. Shame come the other. What's the repetition? Eila told us Noach, and then Noach again. So Chazal are bothered by the double Lashon, Noach, and then another Noach. And that is pointed out by Chazal in the Medrash Rabbah in our Parsha. Look on page 3. Eila told us Noach. Noach Atmaha means a tnia, it's a pella. Lohavatar kra lemeimer ella, Eila told us Noach. Shame, etc. So it was all it had to say is Eila told us Noach. You don't have to repeat the word Noach. So what's the double lashon Noach twice? Ella niyacha lo niyacha lo olam. Meaning, the fact that Noach was a tzaddik brought menucha to himself, and niyacha lo olam, and it brought menucha to the world. Because as a result of him, the Medrash Rabbah explains, the world is going to now be recreated in his chus. So he himself was saved, and now he's going to, and so he has menucha for himself, and he's going to, this chus, so there's going to be a new world, new pre-people, also in his chus. Niyacha la'olam. Then the second shot is niyacha la'avos, niyacha la'bonim. So the Yachal Avos min Hador Shal Lefanov. There was Noach stopped the waters that were destructive from previous generations and for future generations as well. Okay. So the main point I want to delve on is Yachal Ba'olam Hazeh, Yachal La'olam Haba. That Noach brings menucha in this world, and he brings menucha l'olam haba. Niyacha l'elyonim, niyacha l'tachtonim. So what does this mean? He brings menucha in this world for this world, and he brings menucha l'olam haba. The double Noach is menucha for this world, and menucha for olam haba. So the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, one of the most choshuva Hasidish Svarim, quotes first the Pasuk in Tehillim, which we all know from Hallel. Dacho dichisani lepol, I was pushed down, v'Hashem azarani. So of course in poetic language, Dacho dichitani is a double lashon, that's the way, you know, poetic language is. But the Toldos wants to understand in a deeper sense what the double lashon of Dacho Dechisani, that I was pushed and further pushed. What's that double lashon of Dacho Dechisani? Furthermore, on page 6, says lo omos ke'echya v'asaper maseko. So again, a double lashon. Lo omos, I'm not going to die, but I'm going to live. What's this double lashon? Lo omos ke'echya. Just say lo omos. Just say ke'echya. What's lo omos ke'echya v'asaper maseko? What's this double lashon? So if you look on page 7 in the Toldos. And if you're buying a Toldos Yaakov Yosef, you should get this edition. because this one has the 5 volume with the Perush on the bottom. So if you're getting a Toldos Yaakov Yosef, you should get this edition. Here's another packet here left. So take a look. Og Yesh Levayer Eila Toldos Noach. There were Medrash Aniskel El Debiati. In other words, the Toldos now is going to try to understand the double lashon of Dachol Dechisani Lo Emus Kechia, and the double lashon of the Medrash of Noach Noach, the two Noachs, which the Medrash says in the third pshat is Noach Ba'olam Hazeh and Noach Le'olam Haba. So what's this, all these double lashons? The Kasha Dehu Keita. So first he quotes nearly the Kasha of Rambam. He quotes the famous Rambam Perek Tes Mehilchos Teshuva. Right, let's take just a quick look there on page 8, the famous Rambam, where the Rambam asks the famous question. He says, "Mi'achar shenoda shematan scharan shal mitzvus batova shenizkalo im yishmerin aderech Hashem akotu b'torah yichaya olam haba." So it's the schar that we get for mitzvus is chaya olam haba. Shereima l'ilman yitav lach varach b'yamim. So the Rambam wants to know in the fourth line, "Mahu zeh shekosav b'chol haTorah kula im tishmu yagi lechem kach v'im lo tishmu yikrei lechem kach." Where it's, the Torah says, if you listen to the mitzvahs, you'll get rain, you'll get this, you'll get abundancy. If you don't, you won't, right? But what's pshat in that? If we're assuming based on the other pasuk that the schar for mitzvahs is olam haba, so what does it mean? All these pasuk in the Torah that say that if you listen to the Torah, you're going to get blessed and this and that. What's the pshat? So look in the arrow on the left side. Elakachu hechre kol advar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu noson lanu Torah. So eitz chayim hi. Chol ose kol hakotzev bo. Yidu dei agimura nechona zocha bo lachay olam haba. Right, if you listen to you, we'll see God will master Baruch Hu vatsu u zocha v'yitichu ha-torah. Shim nase oso besimcha. U'v'tovas nefesh v'nene b'chachmosu tomid. Shiyasir mimenu kol hadvar mamoni mosanim glasosha. Gol choli mulchom avarav kayotzeben.
Says like this. This is the famous Rambam. That the schar that you get for Torah and mitzvahs is olam haba. That's olam haba. So what is the Torah saying? That if you listen to the mitzvahs, you're going to get rain, and you're going to have produce. That's not schar. That means like this. That if Hashem sees that you're interested in worshipping Him, and you're interested in learning, He will facilitate the situation for you by giving you needs that will cause you that you won't have a tear dose and you'll have menuchas hanefesh to learn. So if you're learning and you're doing mitzvahs, Hashem says, I'll give you abundancy. But that's not the Torah schar. That's just to facilitate, to give you menuchas hanefesh to be able to what? To continue with these good actions that you're doing in this world. But the schar, that's something else that you're going to get la'olam haba. So that's the famous Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. So that's what the Toldos quotes on page 7. Generally, the Kasav HaRambam Perek Tes Mehilchos Teshuva Sheikshe Me'achar Sheschar Mitzvahu La'olam Haba In Kei Mazeh Shekosu B'Torah In Buchkosai Teleichu, that you're going to get this. V'shani Shem Yizke Yeponoi Ba'olam Hazeh L'ilmot Tidei Shem Yizke La'olam Haba Gamkei. In other words, if you show that you're interested, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will facilitate matters and give you menuchas hanefesh. V'imlav matridim oso kedei shelo yuchal lefakech v'iskei olam haba. Tchein shamati, ki shelo ovar haya yetzahara rak l'dchosu mi'olam haba. He says, the old time yetzaharas, he says, you know, just wanted you to sin. You know, to get the... So you shouldn't get olam haba. But olam hazeh, they let you have. Mashenkin ata, but now we have a new yetzahara. Nischakim litchos odam me'olam hazeh u'me'olam haba. Not only doesn't want you to get olam haba, it doesn't want even, the yetzahara today doesn't even want you to enjoy olam hazeh. And what does he do? He makes you so busy, kagon tirdas haparnasa, you have no yishuv hadas, you're running, you're working till in a law firm till 12 at night, and you don't have time, and this and that, and you're running and you're running. So the Yetzer Hara puts you into a situation, not only you won't have time to work on things to get you to Olam Haba, it's not going to even let you enjoy Olam Hazeh, because it's not going to give you any Menuchas HaNefesh. So once you don't have a menucha b'olam hazeh, you're not going to have time to worry about ruchnius to get you into olam haba. See, the old time yetzer hara is at least would give you, you can enjoy the olam, you know. Okay, so you weren't learning, but at least you were at home and you're having fun, you were, whatever, even though if you weren't learning. Now they don't want to give you a single moment of freedom. So the new type of yetzer haras are yetzer hara. You shouldn't not only get olam haba, you shouldn't even get olam hazeh. Mikol shekein she'ilo panay lefakech v'iskei olam haba nidke mishneim. K'mar chazal she'shol es et echot shehu toru tomid v'iskei panasoso im yisigo olo v'shid t'lo siklum. Okay, continue further. Next paragraph, next column. U'v'zeh yuvan d'chol d'chisan l'lipol. That shot d'chol d'chisan. Shnei d'chiyas. I got pushed twice. May olam hazeh. In other words, the Satan is making me crazy in this world, that he's making me pursue all types of crazy things, so I'm always running and rushing and blah blah blah. May olam haba. And also from olam haba. In other words, Hashem azarani. Lachein ani mispala lo omus. I shouldn't die betir des olam hazeh. In other words, lo omus means I shouldn't be so engrossed in the tirdas olam hazeh, today she'echia uchal lepakech v'iske olam haba, uvezev asil olam haba, k'mo shekos Rambam. And that's the double lashon. So almost, I shouldn't be so preoccupied in all the tirdas olam hazeh, so I could echia olam haba. The chol d'chisavani, the yetzahara, the satan is trying to. I shouldn't even get olam hazeh. I shouldn't even have, meaning I shouldn't have menuchas hanefesh for olam hazeh, and I shouldn't get olam haba. So now explains the Toldos, that's shot in the Medrash, the two Noachs. Naicha elyonim, naicha l'tachtonim. Uzeh yuvan kiyesh, naicha b'elyonim l'olam haba, al yidei she'yah menucha b'olam hazeh. Whereas the double lashon Noach is Noach is the madrega of being able to have some menuchas hanefesh for olam hazeh, to have yishuv hadas. So sometimes, you know, sit and think and learn. So sometimes people don't have time to think anymore. I mean, that's what Rabbi Bazdan was mentioning in one of his drushes. You know, today with the cell phones, you know, it used to be you could walk in the street. At least you had to walk from place to place. You could think. What else are you going to do? But today we have an excuse for that also. Because so sometimes it's important, but it's important to have. Okay, I'm not saying we shouldn't use cell phones. I'm not coming out against cell phones, but the point is, the person needs a certain time for menuchat hanefesh, just to sit and think, you know, to be mizbonein, to think about his maisim, to think about what he could do better, to think about relationships. And then that'll enhance your olam haba. So that's the double menucha. And the satan doesn't want to get you anything. Satan doesn't want you to have menucha olam hazeh. Well, the chol dechisani. That's the double lashon of the satan. But we say no. Lo omos ke'echechya. We want both. Doesn't mean that they're not going to be tirdus, but it means that excessive. Shelo yator b'tirdus olam hazeh. Parnas ve'elo p'nai v'spodet. Zed shamar esolokim hisalach noach. But Noah had time, both will. And I'm not getting into the other aspects that we discussed the previous years, that Noah wasn't enough with the people, and that we're not focusing on that now. We're focusing on this chazal is a positive thing for Noah. That Noah had menuchas hanefesh in a positive way. Other chazals and other things focus on other aspects, but this particular chazal of Naicha L'Olam HaZeh, Naicha L'Olam Haba, is saying a positive thing. That there's menucha for him, menucha sanetesh, ba'olam hazeh, and therefore he's going to get olam haba. And that's a big yisod. There is a pasuk later in the parsha on page 9. says Vayomer Oror Knan, right after the whole Meister there with Shame and Yefes, right, Knan gets cursed. Eved Avodin Yela Echot. That his curse is that he should be an Eved to his brother. His brothers. So says the Sfas Emes, page 10. Pasuk Oror Knan Eved Avodin Yeh Iker HaKlola HaAvdus. Unbelievable. That the biggest klala is avdus. Meaning, a person is an evid. Either mamish an evid to another person, he has to rely on another person, he's not financially stable. You know, it's avdus. It's avdus, that's a klala. Vashibud, vabrocha hirak l'mishu ben chorin. The biggest bracha is freedom, is chayrus. And that's the, and when do we have the biggest chayrus? An unbelievable thing. The biggest chayrus, says the Sfas Emes, we have is Shabbos. Even though you would think Shabbos, we have Lamates Melachos here. We have a whole sefer Lamates Melachos. Chayrus, I would say that's right. You'd say that's the biggest avdus. You can't do this. No, but that's the time that you can link with God. You can link with the Ribono Shel Olam. It was the rest of the week. You're meshuba to your car, and you're meshuba to your cell phone, and you're meshuba to this, and you're meshuba to that. You can't connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's avdus. You think it's chayrus. You know, Rav Shach always says over the pshat that adiavdecha ben amasecha pitachta lemoseirai. Right, Pashup Shai, you would say, "Ani Avdecha, I'm an Eved, so therefore my shackles are off." If you're an Eved, your shackles are on. No, but in Eved Hashem, so then your shackles are off. Ani Avdecha ben Amasecha b'tachdom Moseirai. So he says that that's Rak Lemishu Tchein Abrocha Shal Yom Hashabbos Ki Mei Hamaseh Hu Shlitas Madrega Al Madrega. When during the week, Shabriya Kach Hayagavo Al Gavo Ashomer V'zeh Sholit Al Zeh. The sheishes yimei hamaisa are sheishes yimei avdus. Why? Because everything in the bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu delegates one sar on top of another sar on top of another sar. Ki'im yisha amru kol esav yesh lo mazel shemakev v'omer lo gadel. Every blade of grass has a malach saying gadel, and then there's a malach on top of that one, on top of that one. V'nikra yimei hamaisa miloshim kfiya. Like get ve'usa is a get that you force somebody. Masa also is loshen you force, because yimei hamasa, the way teva is one bria is one thing is controlling another thing is controlling another. Malach is controlling the esev, and something's controlling that. She'ein shem echad rotzal yos kofuf. Ma'ase breishis hem kula mufach mizem zeh. Kochel osim kol echad hipuch ve'husom. Okay. Aval Shabbos shalom iskala ha'nhege el yonam. Melech shah shalom shalom. Perish Hakol Mashlim in the Smechim B'Machusos Shu Melech HaEmes. Hey Shabbos, why is Shabbos Zeker Litzias Mitzrayim? Right, we say this every day. We can Kiddush, makes no sense. Shabbos Zeker Litzias Mitzrayim. Hey, they say Pesach is Zeker Litzias Mitzrayim. Sukkot is Zeker, but Shabbos is Zeker Litzias Mitzrayim. So the Sfas Emes says a beautiful thing. But Litzias Mitzrayim is Chayrus, and Shabbos is the greatest Chayrus. Because Shabbos is the time you can focus. You have that menuchas hanefesh, menucha v'simcha. You have that menuchas hanefesh. You have that you can focus on the Ribono Shel Olam, and you're a real ben chorin. Because the true everything in the world, the true bracha is from the Ribono Shel Olam, and the true cheres is our kesher with the Ribono Shel Olam. So if we don't take time to think about that and to have that menucha, so then we lose an olam hazeh, we lose an olam haba. The true menuchas hanefesh is menuchas hanefesh that sitting together with the Ribono Shel Olam, being dovuk to Hashem. That's menuchas hanefesh, and that brings us to olam haba. And that's the madrega of Noach. Noach was naicha olam hazeh, naicha olam haba. That's the medrash, the two Noachs, Noach, Noach. Those are the two dagas of Noach. Naicha olam hazeh, naicha olam haba. And that's Pshat Rabosai in the famous Tikkuni Zohar on page 11. What does the Tikkuni Zohar say on page 11? At the Asa Noach Diihu Shabbos. One line. Noach is the Madrega of Shabbos. Why is Noach the Madreig of Shabbos? Because Noach had Naichel Olam Hazeh, Naichel Olam Haba. He was able to have the Madreig of Menuchas HaNefesh Olam Hazeh, and to have Menuchas HaNefesh Olam Hazeh.
Doesn't mean, of course, life, there's many tirgus, of course. But sometimes we have to have time. You have to make time to have Menuchas HaNefesh, to think, to be a thinker, to be some, but not just doing things by rote, continuing. Stop! That's primarily what Shabbos helps us. Noah had that madrega maybe even during the week. So his mahus was the mahus of Shabbos.
Sometimes you come to college, you get very involved, you take too many credits, and you're this, and you're that, and it ruins your whole... You certainly don't have Olam Hazeh. You load yourself with too many credits and too many things, and you're doing this and you're doing that and you're doing the other thing. Person, especially now, the beginning of this month, you have to make a schedule that gives you Menuchas HaNefesh. I'm not saying you should waste time, but a person needs Menuchas HaNefesh. It can't be always on the go. Sometimes you just need Menuchas HaNefesh, and that's the Madrega of Ada'asa Noach, the Ihu Shabbos. And the Sfasemis comments on this. The Zohar Kodesh Noach b'china Shabbos Rashi Iker Toldoseim Shal Tzadikim Mitzvus U'maisim Tovim. Now Sfasemis says another beautiful vort. Kol Anivraim Tzrichim Lasas Toldos Perish Hashem Yitzvach Nosem Nekuda Kedushim Chol Abriyah. Anivraim Afad B'nei Odom Tzrichim Lahachiv Anekuda.
In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives man and the Kedusha. And he has to spread that Kedusha. He has children, he has Talmidim, he has different things. He spreads that Kedusha.
Achi Eva told us in Rakal de Bittel Shalom of Vatel Asma Labore. Or you would think, Eva told us Noach, so how do you get told us? How do you produce? By constantly being active. So says the Torah, no. You produce also by having a time where there's Noach, where there's Shabbos, where there's Hispatlus Tachadosh Baruch Hu, and where there's time to regroup and regenerate. And that's why Shabbos is the time, you think it's Menucha, so it's the lack of productivity. Shabbos is the most productive. Shabbos is not a time of lack of productivity, because Shabbos is the time you rest up, you mistabek b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, you mevatel yourself to the bone, you think around the world. That's where all the bracha is going to come. That's the biggest productivity. Eil told us, how do you get the told us? From Noah, from the Bechin of Shabbos. And that shot in the famous Zohar, one of the most famous Zohars, it's about time we see it inside, on page 13, the famous Zohar in Parshas Yisro. El hachi tana kol bichon, that all the brachas that we're going to get from the top and the bottom are all tolling on Shabbos. In other words, he mekor habracha, we say in l'chadodi. That means all the bracha of the future week is coming from Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the time of cheres, it's the time of spotless kodesh baruch hu, and that's what brings bracha. You think that you're in control and you're the one who's bringing bracha, kodesh baruch hu is bringing bracha. It's the time when you were spotless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To get time, sometimes even a piderach hateva, person is a workaholic, so at the end he breaks down because he never takes a break, he never rests up, he never regenerates himself. So you would think if you never regenerate, you say, oh, you're better, you're going to create more. No! Eila Toldos is you need that Menuchas HaNefesh. And that's Naicha Ba'olam Hazeh, Naicha Olam Haba. You can't let the Yetzirah. The old Yetzirah took away Olam Haba. The new Yetzirah says to told us takes away Olam Hazeh also. The whole Dechisani. So we have to stay back. Lo Omos Ke Echia. And that's the like Rosh Yeshiva Rav Goldberg Zatzal used to not like when the fellas would leave for Shabbos from Keren B'Yavne. They say the Shabbos is all the brachas of the whole week are coming from Shabbos. So how can you leave the yeshiva on Shabbos? So this is the famous Zohar. So that's it's a board both psychologically and both metaphysically, that a person productivity comes a lot of times from having menucha. If there's no menucha, there's not going to be productivity. And that's why Shabbos is considered the biggest day of production.
not only the Or Chaim HaKadosh that we said in Schenectady, we said over the Or Chaim HaKadosh, right? Sheshes Yomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only creates the world for 6 days. 6 days, and that's it. Then it should go into oblivion. But Shabbos is the press, is the button that keeps it for another 6 days. But he only created in 6 day intervals. Why is that? That we discussed in Schenectady there. But that's the day. Elo told us Noah. To make told us, to have production, productivity, you have to have Noach. You have to have Noach Ihu Shabbos. You have to have that Bechina. Sometimes you have to have Shabbos during the week, meaning time for Nuchas HaNefesh during the week too. But that's the Madrega of Noach. And that's Naichab. And the only way to get Olam Haba is if you have that time for Nuchas HaNefesh. And there's another Chazal here in the Medrash on page 14. Eila told us Noach, Amar Rav Abol, Kol Mokom Shenema Eila, Posolas HaRishonim. Ve'Eila, Mosif HaRishonim. Tan Shenema Eila, Posolas HaRishonim, Dor HaMabu. Because whenever it says Eila, it means whatever till now is deleted. Now we start anew. Ve'Eila means to be Mosif. So by Noach it says, Eila told us Noach, so that means that all the people that existed till now, the Dor HaMabul, are going to get destroyed, and now we pasal as HaRishonim, and now what? We continue anew. That's Eila, as opposed to Ve'Eila, right? So there's a vort in the Sefer Yismach Yisrael. Yismach Yisrael was the Alexander Rebbe. Now, Alexander Hasidim in Europe were very big Hasidus. And you don't hear about it today because most of it was killed out in the war. But it was one of the biggest Hasidic movements prior to the war. And the Rebbe was the Yismach Yisrael. So he speaks on this Eila of Noach. And basically, Perish Divay Medrash Alpid Tzvarim Sheshamati Mori Yekaran Radnuzin Eila Masay Bnei Yisrael Eila Apostles Rishonim Shemasi Bnei Yisrael Hayu Taluchos Bnei Yisrael Yishav Gugul Sori Yos Buzeha Open Shiyomin Tamid Yosef Begadu Sabori Mele Yovin Beetsmo Lo Yosi Kolkach Pes Avodos Shleim Lufnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoda Eikla Ovdo Yisrael Tamid Avodos Akodemus Kach Kasson Kasher Dimanu Asher Noach Baatsmo Yoda Benafsho Shehu Eina Kedai Shemasa Chayim May a puzzle tell me the Masa Verishonim. Dim Nasha Asher Masa Verishonim, Pekka Masa Dor Mabel. So, what he wants to say, even though the Pasha Trav in the Medrash is that Eila means that the Dor Mabel was destroyed, it means that Noah always had this idea through his Menucha Sanefesh to rethink what he did in the past. Now, it doesn't mean, like Rabbi Virgo, you know, was a little concerned. And he might be saying it too harshly, that you always have to say what you did yesterday was no good. No, you don't always have to say what you did yesterday was no good. But at least you should have time to rethink. In other words, people get into rotes and habits because they don't take time off to think things through, and they just repeat and repeat and repeat their old hanhagas. And they never think that maybe I should be doing this a little bit differently. And that's pasal as HaRishonim, meaning to revisit your actions. So this fits in with everything we said till now, because Noach is this madrega of Shabbos, of Naicha ba'olam hazeh, of having time on Nuchas HaNefesh to rethink things. And if you rethink things, then you could sometimes be pasal as HaRishonim. It doesn't mean you always have to be pasal as HaRishonim, but you have the avenue to revisit things. To revisit things and say, you know, maybe the way I was treating someone till now is not really. I should have a new approach. Or maybe, you know, the way I was learning, I could have a new approach. It doesn't always have to mean that you're going to change. But at least you take the time to revisit and rethink and have that opportunity. And that's what creates toldos. That creates results. That creates productivity. But if you don't have the Menuchas HaNefesh and you don't take the time out and you're just always running and running and running and you have no time to think and no time to do, then you're going to just continue and you're never going to create something new, and you're not going to fulfill your potential as a human being to get to Olam Haba. So So this is the yisod that comes out, and I think at the beginning of this man now, that we're coming back, we should take this in mind. I mean, people here, and we're very busy, we have busy schedules, especially those that are in college, are very busy, but you have to know that there has to be time for, whether it's on Shabbos, or whether you can get it during the week, some time of Naicha Ba'olam Hazeh, to get Naicha La'olam Haba. And that's with the two Noachs, and that's the idea of Chazal, and you have to realize that's ultimately what creates productivity, and that's the famous words of the Zohar that Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha called Birchaso Tela'elu Lopato. All the brachas in this world Biyom Hashvi Talyan are all Tolei in the Shabbos before that particular week. So that's the Musa Haskel that we can learn out from the two Noachs. Noach, Noach, Naicha b'olam hazeh, and Naicha l'olam habeh.